to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
The crow takes centre stage on today's Ours to Protect. Ireland has seven native species of this bird, from the largest, the raven, to the most secretive, the jay. Crows are often associated with symbolism and superstitions. In Celtic mythology, they were considered creatures of mystery and magic, often linked to messages from the other world, and the sight of a single crow is sometimes believed to foretell bad luck, while a group of crows is seen as a good omen. Despite not always being that popular with the public, Offaly County Council Biodiversity Officer Ricky Whelan and Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland are big fans of these birds.
There's just something about crows. I know they get a lot of bad press. I know that a lot of people have negative things to say about them. Certainly in Birdwatch Ireland, they contact us all the time complaining about them. But the fact is, they are astonishing creatures. They're just the superlative birds in many ways.
Yeah, no, they're absolutely amazing. And as a family, worldwide, they're pretty cool. I mean, lots and lots of species, and in Ireland alone of the corvids, the crow family, we have seven species. So some people will be shocked to hear that. And of those, trying to keep it in order of size, starting with the biggest, we've got raven. Mm-hmm. We then have the hooded crow. We then have the rook, the chough, the jackdaw.
Yeah.
The magpie then when we're...
Yeah, I guess so. With that long tail kind of obscures things a bit, doesn't it? So the magpie. And then finally?
The jay.
Yeah, my favourite probably.
You've got sort of five of those species are what people would consider sort of, I suppose, true crows, the black crows, the corvids. And then we've got a species of magpie that everyone's familiar with too. And a jay, which is the most colourful of those birds. So, but they are all considered crows per se.
Yes, I suppose it begs the question, what exactly is a crow? Because we do think of crows as being these black-coloured birds, and many crows around the world are. You find them all across the planet. There are many different kinds of black crow. But there are also lots of very colourful crows too. So our jay, which is a pink and blue bird, essentially, it wouldn't look like a crow to in the normal understanding of it. But actually, if you go to the tropical regions of Central and South America, particularly also parts of Asia, some of the crow species there are incredibly colourful, big crests on their head and lots of iridescent plumage, you know. So not all crows are black by any means, but I suppose when we're talking about crow, when you say that word in Ireland, what people are really thinking of is those black birds they see walking around the side of the road, and inevitably that's the rook. It's probably our most familiar member of the crow family, one of the most common and conspicuous birds in all of Ireland, I think.
Again, to give sort of, I suppose, an overview of the family, I would say that, firstly, another kind of thing that people will be shocked to hear is that they're songbirds. They're considered passerines.
They are, yeah, they absolutely.
So that's amazing, and I mean, people will say they're calls and their squawks and their gurgles aren't very song-like, but as far as scientists and ornithologists are concerned, they are singing, perching birds, which sort of ticks both boxes to get them into the passerine group.
It does, absolutely, and it's worth pointing out that the raven is the largest songbird in the whole world, so that's a record that it holds, a big bird almost the size of a buzzard, or perhaps even bigger than a buzzard in some cases. And yes, it all comes down to the structure of the vocal apparatus of these birds, and from analysing that, they can squarely say these are indeed songbirds, the same as swallows and larks and warblers and all these other birds. And it seems that actually crows first evolved in what is today Australia. That's where they originated. And they're closely related to birds like orioles, the birds of paradise from New Guinea, shrikes as well, vireos. All of these birds are actually quite closely related. They came from similar origin in Australia. Seems they probably spread through there through what is today Antarctica, of all places, even though that's completely icebound today and there's no crows living there anymore. But they spread all over the world and they've been a very successful species. And I think there's two reasons they're so successful. One is because they're highly adaptable. They can turn their beaks to anything. They can find food, they can find shelter wherever they need to. And the second reason is because they are so intelligent, almost freakily intelligent. And I'm sure we're going to be talking more about that through the course of this episode.
They're quite gregarious outside of the breeding season.
Yes, they are. They gather together in these social groups, and they really do have societies. In fact, the interactions between them are so complex that some people even would go so far as to say that certain crow species even have evolved a culture. There's so many parallels with humans, and we see that a lot in intelligent animals. You know, in many cases, intelligence and gregariousness seem to go hand in hand. It seems to be important. If you look at us humans, for example, and our primate relatives, we often would live in groups or tribes or families as well, and intelligence seems to be very important for animals that have to cooperate with each other, that have to read each other's emotions, that have to try and pick up cues from each other and solve problems together as a group. And that seems to be how it happened in corvids as well. So it's really fascinating how that intelligence is evolved completely independently from human or primate intelligence, and yet it's up there with many primates. That smart.
Another thing that brings them all together, the seven species, is they're monogamous, and they largely pair for life. In all relationships, there can be problems. They are the per se monogamous, but there are exceptions to the rules, and there's some quite funny exceptions to the rules as well. And I might talk about some of those examples if you want to add anything first.
Well absolutely. So you're right, Ricky. They are by and large monogamous. There are, as you said, exceptions to that general rule. But the fact is, they spend a lot of time and effort and invested into those forming those pair bonds. And you can often see crows together. They do a thing called allopreening. You'll see them, like, that means they're preening each other, like maybe scratching the back of each other's necks and helping to remove parasites. Exactly the same ways that we see chimpanzees and other apes and monkeys doing. It's all about strengthening this pair bond, showing that they're supporting each other. And crows invest far more time and effort into that than the vast majority of other birds. So it seems these bonds are very important to them. And it's only in certain circumstances where they might break and where there's infidelities happening. But they are far more faithful than the vast majority of our songbirds, absolutely.
The few examples I really love is that one is jackdaws, that male jackdaws, young male jackdaws especially, will quite happily break up from a pair, a mate, to increase their status among the flock. So if there's a sort of higher ranked female kicking around, maybe her partner has died or he has done sort of something similar, a young male will try to rank up by cozying up to the richer woman next door or whatever. So I think that's quite a clever way of doing things. I like how magpies do a thing called pair guarding or mate guarding. And that's often why we'll see two together, is that during, as breeding season approaches, the sort of would-be males in the local area will try get a sort of let's call it a quickie with the female of a pair, and the male, to stop that, will literally follow her inch from her tail, and if she jumps over the wall, he'll follow her. If she goes up the tree, he'll follow her, and you can see them following quite closely. And that's one of the reasons you often see that sort of one for sort of two for joy, that second bird always together, because he's literally following her on her foot, on her heels, to stop anyone sort of sneaking in. One I find really, really bizarre, and Derek Radcliffe referenced it a few times in his book The Raven, which is sort of the Bible on the species, is a thing called rapid remating that ravens can do. And that's when member of the pair is lost for whatever reason, and within literally hours they can be replaced on the nest or rearing the chicks. So there was two examples Radcliffe gave. He gave one example where the female was lost on a nest, she had died, and the male had found a nice young female to bring back to the nest and start a new family, and she was actually attacking the original nestlings of the other female sort of hours later, so she could go ahead and start her own family with the male. So that's absolutely mad. And another example he gave where the female had been, or the male had been lost, and the female replaced the male within hours. By apparently he was shot that morning, and by 3 o'clock that afternoon there was a new male there serving her young. So that's just absolutely bananas. So it sounds like they've kind of got this substitute partner sort of somewhere in the ether. And the bizarre thing about that is breeding ravens have huge territories. So there's not even, they keep ravens out of their territory. It's not like they're sort of skulking nearby that you can give a whistle and say, hey boy, come over here. The nest is empty.
And you can find out more about crows on irstoprotect.ie, and there's a fact sheet on the birds on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.